So when I called our elder brother, we had to sit down as a family of one father. And when I raised the complaint about the land, I told them that I have come back and I want land for farming. Because when I came back, I found that our brother's son had constructed a house and dug my land. So as a family, what can we do? Our elder brother therefore started by saying everyone should start farming the piece of land the same way they used to farm before going to the camps. He was talking about the land at home. He said everyone should go back and dig the land according to how it was distributed to them in the past. My brother's son, on hearing that, well, first of all, let me tell you the history of this son of my brother. When my brother married his mother and later divorced, the mother went with him while still young. So he did not grow up here with the father. He grew up with his mother where she was born, and that means he has no land here. He has just returned to his father at his older age. So when he heard our elder brother talk like that, he said, "No, how comes this woman has already gone and left the land? She's just a woman who is a prostitute that should not own nor have any rights to farm any land. There is no land for her."
For such a person here, not for any girl like her. Or for any woman like her, because she's like a social outcast now. She went away, she was selling herself. That was what he was using to justify grabbing the land from her. This boy who is grabbing her land is a son of her brother. And the brother had died already. So he was assuming that that was his father's land. Yes.
Our elder brother then said, he is still a young boy who has no rights over any land. The rights over all family land belong to him as the elder person. So this son of my late brother has no right to stop me from farming any land, and that I should, therefore, start farming my land like I used to in the past. Our elder brothers then advised him to stop threatening and intimidating me and allow me to go back and farm my land. The boy then said what his uncle, who is my brother, has said about land will not work. Other things apart from land is fine, but issues concerning his father's land, someone will die.
That is his father's land, and nobody should step there.
So, with all these problems, madam, I have been stopped from farming any land. I have no garden to plant crops. Any business that I am supposed to do and survive must come through farming, and all this has been blocked. My life alone is at risk. This boy wants to cut me into pieces with a machete. He says he will sleep with me. He even threatens to burn us using petrol in the house. So this left me with nothing to do except to run away. So that is why I came and asked the mission under the Catholic Church to support us with a place to stay. And the mission did give us a space, and that's why we are here today.
So what she had to do was to come, to leave that place and to come here.